Blog Talk Radio.
Health Options, Directions for Truth show with Richard Talk To Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening. I am so excited about tonight's show. It's exciting and it's going to be earth-shattering and history-changing, and we're going to spill the beans. Are you sonic polygraph tonight? What we're going to talk about is Benghazi. And who was telling the truth and who wasn't. We've put a lot of this out before. We're excited to talk about who was behind all of it, whose political agenda it was, and what really happened. We're going to share a little four-minute video audio with you. So for the people over on Blog Talk Radio, you'll be able to hear it. But if you would like to join us to watch the show, go to soundhealthoptions.com and move down the left side, and you'll see radio and then Direction for Truth. We used to have a show like this on the other network, but it just got too, well, it was late at night and it got too hard to do. So we trade this out with our other show that's on Tuesday evening, Happy Hour. So every other week it's Happy Hour, and this week it's Direction for Truth. This will be up on our site on the home page on the lower left side, probably in a half hour or so, right?
Usually, yeah, it takes Blog Talk. What Sherry's talking about is on the lower left-hand side is a player for the shows we do through Blog Talk Radio, which is the Tuesday, either this show, Direction for Truth, or the opposite Tuesday or the opposing Tuesdays, where we do Happy Hour, and then on Sundays we do a radio show that's just called Sound Health Options. And all those shows are available in that player in the lower left-hand corner of Sherry's landing page at soundhealthoptions.com.
And we are sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, where we do vocal analysis and look at the voice as a holographic representation of how that you are. So we're going to look at some graphs tonight that we have had up on the site for a while. If you go to In the News, and it's a blue button, I guess you'd call this, a link on the side, and it has political plays, weird, wild, weird, wonderful, famous folks, ordinary folks, significant folks, articles, videos, media. So we're going to be looking at Benghazi from the very first vocal print we did. I do vocal analysis for people like who do commercials and they want to know how to make their voice believable, or political people, or characters, actors, or just looking at vocal analysis for people who want to know the truth or want to know where people are coming from. So if you want to play along, go to downloads at soundhealthoptions.com, and you can go to Nano Voice. That's what we're going to be using this evening. This is a free download. You don't have to register it. You don't have to give us your name or address or anything else. There's instructions there. There is also a note correlate chart. I'm going to be talking about different frequencies of the voice, and so you'll be able to look at those frequencies and be able to determine based on what notes, like people with C notes have a lot of ego, and people with C-sharp notes like justice, and people with F notes like to plan things, and B notes like to be in service. So that's what we do here at the Institute. We have cracked these codes that allow us to look at a vocal print. The first one we posted was Chris Christie as an actual sonic polygraph, and we were able to tell months in advance of any investigation they did that he was innocent. So we're going to look at Benghazi. What do you know about Benghazi, Richard?
Nothing. In the sense of directly, I know, not by experience, but just even by, it's on my radar, but I don't know anything actually happening in Benghazi now. I've heard the word a lot.
Well, there's investigations going on, and a few years ago, there was a mass terrorist attack there, and four people got killed, two CIA agents, Chris Stevens, the ambassador there, and they were saying this was from a video on YouTube, and the video is called Innocence of Muslims, and they try to blame this as a spontaneous reaction to this video. They actually went out and arrested this guy. Now, keep in mind, they arrested him and they put him in jail for this video, a video that caused these terrorist reactions. Now, I'm going to play a 4-minute, unless you have something else to add.
Not yet.
A 4-minute video that tells you what this is all about. I tend not to pay attention to the news if I can't do anything about it. And I think that's why a lot of people didn't pay attention and just let this go, because it was beyond our scope of being able to help even a scintilla. It was out of our hands. So Brett Baer did a 4-hour interview with these people who wrote a book called 13 Hours of Benghazi. So he's going to explain this, and you'll hear three men talking. Well, the interviewer, Brett Baer, and then three men that were, well, I'll let them explain. Here goes this special report.
Tonight, a dramatic new turn in what the Obama administration and its allies would like to dismiss as an old story, the September 11, 2012 attacks in Benghazi, Libya, which killed U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three other Americans. Speaking out publicly for the first time are three of the men who were on the ground and in the fight that night in Benghazi. They were security operators at the secret CIA annex in Benghazi, in effect the first responders to any attack. This is ahead of their new book, 13 Hours, the inside account of what really happened in Benghazi, a book that's out next week. They speak exclusively and at length to Fox News about what they saw and how they specifically responded that night. I asked them about one of the most controversial questions arising from Benghazi. Was help delayed?
5 minutes, we're ready. Thumbs up, we're ready to go.
Then what happened?
I said, hey, we're ready to go. Bob looks right through me and looks at the team leader and goes, you guys need to wait.
Bob was the CIA's base chief in Benghazi.
He's on the phone talking to somebody. I assumed they were trying to coordinate us to link up with 17 February.
Which is the local militia.
Well, it had probably been 15 minutes, I think, and I got out of the car. And Bob and the team lead were standing on the front porch. And I just said, hey, you know, we need to get over there. We're losing the initiative, you know. And Bob just looked straight at me and said, stand down. You need to wait.
We're starting to get calls from the State Department guys saying, hey, we're taking fire. We need you guys here. We need help.
After being repeatedly told to wait, the security team says they defied orders and headed to the besieged consulate on their own. They asked repeatedly for armed air support, which never came. Looking back, the team believes that if they hadn't been delayed for nearly half an hour, things might have turned out differently.
If I gave you that 30 minutes back, would Ambassador Stevens and Sean Smith be alive today?
Yes, they would still be alive. My gut is yes.
You in on that?
I'd strongly believe if we'd have left immediately, they'd still be alive today.
And I asked about that infamous YouTube video, which was blamed for the violence in Benghazi.
And there was no whisper that this video was a major problem in Benghazi or something?
Didn't know about video until I got to Germany. No idea about any video, no.
In a statement to Fox News, a senior intelligence official insists that, quote, there were no orders to anybody to stand down in providing support.
He used the word stand down. A number of people now, including the House Intelligence Committee, they insist no one was hindered from responding to the situation at the compound. The committee's wording was, quote, there was no stand down order given to American personnel attempting to offer assistance that evening. So what do you say to that?
No, it happened.
It happened on the ground. All I can talk about is what happened on the ground that night.
To you?
To us. To myself twice. And to Tig once. It happened that night. That happened. We were told to wait and stand down. We were delayed three times.
In a statement to Fox News, however, a senior intelligence official does allow that the security team was, in fact, delayed from responding while the CIA's top officer in Benghazi tried to rally local support. The official points to the Senate Intelligence Committee report that stated the committee found, quote, no evidence of intentional delay or obstruction by the chief of base or any other party. You can hear the full firsthand account of what really happened in Benghazi when Fox News airs 13 hours at Benghazi, the inside story, Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
We recorded that, but it has now been taken down, and you can't hardly find it anywhere. Now, two things happened after that, after the Benghazi incident. And this is Obama and Hillary Clinton talking about, oh, it's going to do a commercial. Oh, no, it isn't. These are the soldiers bringing the caskets off the plane, four caskets of the four people that died, and you're going to hear Obama and Hillary in front of those caskets talking to the press about we're going to get these guys. This is just funeral music. This is longer than I expected.
The assault on our post in Benghazi that took the lives of those brave men. We've seen rage and violence directed at American embassies over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with. It is hard for the American people to make sense of that because it is senseless. And it is totally unacceptable. The people of Egypt, Libya, Yemen, and Tunisia did not trade the tyranny of a dictator for the tyranny of a mob. Reasonable people and responsible leaders in these countries need to do everything they can to restore security and hold accountable those behind these violent acts.
To you, their families and colleagues, to all Americans, know this: their sacrifice will never be forgotten. We will bring to justice those who took them from us. We will stand fast against the violence on our diplomatic missions. We will continue to do everything in our power to protect Americans serving overseas, whether that means increasing security at our diplomatic posts, working with host countries which have an obligation to provide security, and making it clear that justice will come to those who harm Americans. Most of all, even in our grief, we will be resolute. For we are Americans. We hold our head high, knowing that because of these patriots, because of you, this country that we love will always shine as a light unto the world.
Okay, those are the words of Obama and Hillary blaming all of this on a video. They went on trips. There was one big one in Pakistan that they were apologizing all over themselves for this video and this terrorist attack. when we look at these voices bioacoustically, the information about these three, four men, well, there was actually five of the men that you heard about in the first video. Two of them were killed. Three of them came back, and they heard Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama talking about this. And they were not happy with it. They decided, in support of other people there, maybe the word would get out. These people who wrote this 13 Benghazi book and you just heard talking are telling the truth. Bioacoustically speaking, Obama and Hillary are not. And I'm going to show you how this got totally out of hand. What you're looking at now, and if you're just listening, you're looking at a nano voice graph. It is blue, and it's divided into 12 notes, C, C-sharp, D, D-sharp, and so forth. So the first person to come out and say that this was a total travesty, that what Obama and Hillary were saying, and I don't say Obama and Clinton because I don't want you to mix it up with Bill Clinton, so Hillary and Barack were saying was an absolute crock. And a guy by the name of Dylan Davies, a.k.a. Morgan Jones, decided to tell the truth. And he was a security officer also, just like the three men that Brent Baer just interviewed. He interviewed on 60 Minutes with a woman named Lara, I believe. As soon as the program was over, she was called on the carpet. There wasn't anything going on. This didn't happen. There wasn't this call for a stand down. Nobody from the higher ups made people sit and not do anything. It's an absolute untruth, they said. Well, this Dylan Davies, a.k.a. Morgan Jones, said that's not the truth. The truth is there was a stand down order and we were trying to save these people. Now, this Dylan Jones had a book deal with Prentice Hall. The next day, they canceled the book deal. This guy was threatened, and this interviewer from 60 Minutes was fired. So was her producer, put on leave or something. Well, when we look at the speech and the interview on 60 Minutes bioacoustically, the guy was telling the truth. Yet they went out and tried to arrest him and stop him and shut him up. Canceled his book deal. His family is in hiding, last time I heard. And if you're looking at this graph, along the bottom, there is a long list of frequencies setting right on the bottom row. That's foundation. That's truth. That's integrity. Where Dylan Jones had a problem was his ego was kind of in a fantasy. No ego in his foundation. He also was missing the note of B, which means peace and harmony. I can see why that might be missing. He's talking about a terrorist attack and our own government officials attempting to cover it up. Where he has most of his frequencies are in fantasy, but they're under the note of D. His foundational note of D is perfectly normal, foundational, integral, to be believed, but he has 217 hits, way above normal, in a fantasy or imaginary layer, and that is a note of D where he's trying to help. He thinks by going on this show that he's going to be helping somebody else. There is no delusion here. There is no lack of truth. The emphasis is on a physical outcome that is useful for everyone. So he's telling the truth and he disappears. Then comes another agency, Media Matters, which if you really look at it, is really tied closely to the Obama campaign, well, really the Democratic campaign. And they came out with a big story about how stupid this guy was. There was no stand-down order. There was nothing. It's total spin. And that's one of the things that lawyers do really well, is spin a set of facts into a different scenario and make you doubt yourself. And I've been in enough courtrooms and had this happen to me that you really have to keep them on the straight and narrow, because they can look you in the eye and spin something totally different and make you doubt yourself. So here comes Media Matters, that writes a lot of articles that are just printed verbatim in the Main Street media, which I don't believe, but I'm getting to the point where I don't believe a lot of it. So these hoaxes came out, lots of story about Hillary Clinton's big lie, who do you believe? One person say this, one political people would say this. We did not know what to believe. Also, Obama comes out again and blames this on this Muslim video. Now, it came out in congressional hearings and in the news now that it wasn't this video. Now, remember, they went and arrested this guy. They took it that far that they're going to arrest somebody they blamed this on when it was not true at all. Now, let's go back and look at Hillary Clinton and Rice, Valerie Rice. No, that's my friend, Valerie Rice. Sorry, Valerie. I don't remember Rice's first name, but I'll get to it. So right now, we are looking at Hillary Clinton's vocal analysis as she stood in front of those caskets, and you heard her say, a video that we had nothing to do with. Well, probably they didn't have anything to do with it, but it was not the cause. And when we began to look at who was behind this, now go back and look at the data that we have given you from our Sound Health Options site, and look at that download, which I have just totally lost. And I'll go back and get it again. Go back to Nano Voice. Go down till you see a graph. It's got a lot of colors on it. Double-click, and that will pop up. When we look at F, it says, a planner, ability to see flaws in the plans of others, the balance between perception and action. So if we begin to look at Hillary's reports, F is her highest note. E is the note before it, which is words, and F sharp is carrying out the plan. And you can go back and look at this graph that we have available for you at F sharp. One who carries out the plan, doer, intuitive about the needs of others, shares and loves wholeheartedly. I should add that not all of these can be in one person or not. So if we look at this and we hear her words, and she's talking about Benghazi, bioacoustically her voice says she's the one that planned it. We not only look at columns, but we can look at frequencies. So we're going to look at that bottom line for her, which says she's solid and foundational. It's not there. It's one octave up. That's okay. It's not complete. But she is looking at fantasy justice. She has a score of 315, thinking if she does this, it'll come into fair play and justice. 121 comes in total fantasy without a foundation. If she had a foundation at the note of D, it would mean that she has some integrity or some foundation in what she's saying. But the foundation is missing. It goes straight up to fantasy. 121. Now remember, 42 is normal. We go over here to the note of E, words. Now she has 85 in words, double what she should in foundation, but you go up in the fantasy and it's 394. This shows me that she knows her words are not up and up, not on the truth, and this is spin. Comment, Richard?
My comment will be slightly non sequitur, although I would refer everybody to renting the video Wag the Dog.
Yes.
It's a great movie that, for me, frames all of this, where it all seems to be spin, good or bad. It's amazing how, no matter what we hear, it can be spun black or white, the exact same story. Spin is amazing.
And that's what this program, this NanoVoice software program, is about, to sift through the spin. So now we're looking at Barack Obama's vocal print, where he was talking in front of these caskets, saying, we're going to get these people. America is great. We're going to make this right. We're looking at his vocal print, and his highest note is C sharp, way above normal. And C sharp this high indicates it's going to be justice my way. He also has a lot of C, bioacoustically speaking. Go back to that chart. That indicates ego. So let's look at that. The note of C sharp is incredibly high. Champion of justice, fair play, hard on self, stubborn, hard on others as a cover. But he is overly hard. He is at the top of the chart. It's a bully that's that high. If he was normal in minute, and he's going to do it in a fair way, this would be about half the number that it is. That note of C, that's very, very high, almost to the top. Self-power, ego, self-directed, leader, excitement, physical motivation. So we're talking about Hillary, and she has E, F, and F sharp. Talk about it, plan it, get the plan done. We have Barack Obama talking about these caskets and these four people, and it's ego and justice my way. He has a big hole in his chart where Hillary has a lot. His F is practically gone. His F sharp has like three or four hits. So he did not plan it. He did not carry out the plan. G and G sharp is about carrying out the plan in a useful perspective. That is not in his chart. It is totally in Hillary Clinton's chart. Now we go back and look at Rice's chart, and this is the person that they sent out. I'll come back to this one. They sent her out to talk about this, Susan Rice. Now, what would you expect? She just talked about it. What would you expect would be in her chart? Let's go look at, she's just talking. What would talking be? D sharp, information broker, not apt to share real self easily, uses narrative and examples to teach, self-approval, expects reciprocation, caretaker, likes to organize, examine, and fix things. Not ego, that's not talking. C-sharp's not talking. E, uses words to convey a message. A planner, she's just talking. She didn't plan anything. What would you expect would be in her voice, Richard?
Well, I'd like to see something that's like truth. You know, I mean, I have a feeling I just can't tell. It all leaves me confused. It leaves me perplexed, I'm sorry to say.
I don't want you to be perplexed. I'm sorry.
No, I know. But it does. It leaves me just like shaking my head like an old dog. Like, what is the world coming to?
Her highest is D sharp. Her next one is E. Look at this. D sharp, information broker.
Mm-hmm.
E, uses words to convey message. Her highest notes are D sharp and E. And I took this right from a video of her talking. So she's the mouthpiece, the information piece. Is there truth in what she is saying? Let's look at her numbers. the truth, D sharp comes up 202. 42 is normal. In her fantasy layer, it's 804. She has much more in fantasy than she does in foundation. This is not her thing. She does not feel it. She doesn't own it. There's a lack of integrity. All of it is most of it's in fantasy. What she has been told. Let's go look at Obama's numbers. Is he telling the truth? Well, he does have lower layers that shows that there is a foundation. But that foundation is split. And there's a big hole in it at F sharp, carrying out the plan. G, carrying it out for a useful purpose. And G sharp, making sure everybody's okay with it. A big hole. So this shows me that he doesn't know a lot, that he's been, I don't know if he deliberately kept himself in the dark, because he doesn't have all the facts. It would also tell me that since there's a very little F sharp, very little F, he had little to do with the planning. But you jump up, and I'm hearing an echo here. You jump up to Hillary, and there's a lot of information in that F and F sharp and G in those planning stages. Her F sharp is 118. Her F is 178. And her words in the fantasy layer are 394. So this is fantasy or hopes that it's going to play out. This is storytelling more than anything else. And with Obama, you see a lot of his information in fantasy. His ego, fantasy, 391. His justice, his way, 279. So his ego is way higher than the justice when we look at the fantasy layers. Helping others, 444. Fantasy that this is the right thing to do and it's going to help other people. D-sharp information brokers, 474. What Obama is saying is, I don't want to say uneducated, but he's just not been given all the facts, and he's doing this based on a fantasy layer. It looks like Hillary planned it, bioacoustically speaking, that is. Don't want to end up in jail. It looks like Obama went on with it because he thought in some fantasy layer that this was the right thing to do for people. And Susan Rice just delivered the message that wasn't her own because somebody just told her to. Now let's go look at what was going on with these Benghazi people.
Can I ask a quick question before we look at the Benghazi people?
Absolutely.
While you fix that little, whatever that warning is up there. More so Obama, I guess. Does that mean, could the phrase be you as acting as if when he doesn't have a strong foundation? And
yes.
Doesn't necessarily have all the information, but he has high upper numbers. He's really acting as if he's making a decision and being, you know, egocentrically, narcissistically driven, sort of. But he's acting as if he's being confident, whereas Hillary really has that number down there. She seems to be making a decision based on actually having a foundation of information. Is that?
That's what it looks like.
Okay.
Very good, Richard.
Thank you.
But what does this tell you from all of the Benghazi stuff coming up now that Hillary Clinton's people scrubbed documents before they were ever turned over to anybody? And high-up officials are saying that they withheld information from these congressional meetings. Here's these three men, three that survived, two that were killed, are saying that they were there. They were told to wait, to stand down, to not do this. There are stories that saying that Benghazi was actually a gun-running operation, and that's why they went in and took it out. We don't know. We do know from what we see here that Hillary Clinton had a lot to do with the planning of Benghazi. The terrorist attack, is probably not hers, but certainly the reaction to it. And that's what she was saying when she was up in front of these caskets, what was going on with it. Does that change your mind about maybe voting for Hillary Clinton?
Maybe. At least the whole, I'm back to, watch Wag the Dog. It leaves me thinking that Panama is sounding good.
The manipulation of all of it.
Yes.
Speaking of Panama, I will do a little aside here because you're going to hear about it tomorrow anyway. You know that Rima Labo and the National Solutions Foundation has been really pushing nanosilver to try to get it to Sierra Leone, and something she donated. And it got to Paris, they sent it back, it went back to here, they sent it back, and they've refused to allow this shipment until finally somebody from Sierra Leone is coming to America to pick it up. Well, the FDA ended up at their door this morning and telling them that they would cease and desist in trying to help these African countries in any way. What does that tell you? They're saying this is absolute emergency, it's coming to America, we're all going to get killed, we have to get these vaccinations, and Richard says, follow the money.
You can hear that echo effect in my brain. Follow the money! Yeah.
They're going to threaten people into taking these shots or be put into camps. That's what people are saying, but who do we believe? We're trying to keep a close eye on a lot of this. And we're going to go on with that in a minute. But here is one of the men in Benghazi in that 13 hours. Very, very strong, almost a double foundation. His second foundation looks very sporadic, but there's pieces of it missing, and that's totally normal for somebody that has a double foundation. It just means they're very stable and sturdy in a lot of areas in what they're talking about. In his foundation, though, C-sharp is missing. That's justice. When he's talking about this, he doesn't see anything just about it or fair. And remember, he said in that interview that he wanted to go, and they told him to stand down. These were CIA operatives. They also said if they'd have been allowed to let go on, that these people would have lived. And that's the same thing that this Dylan Jones said. Now, watch for his book to come back out, because these government officials, these spinmeisters, are going to be shown to be absolute liars when it comes out. Where's all these scrub documents? Just like what the FDA or the IRS is doing. He also has missing the note of B. And the note of B, you can look on your chart, it says that's about peace and harmony and love of humanity. That's missing. I understand that he picks it up in his second foundation, and he goes up and picks it up in a childlike octave, a naive octave. Now, here's the CIA operative with guns and went in there to the terrace and yanked some of these people out and carried a lot of people to safety, lost two of their buddies, got shot, and he's got a childlike naivete about giving out this information in the hopes of peace and harmony. They're going to beat him silly. They're going to come after him with everything they've got. And if a lawyer can't get you on the facts, they'll attack your personality, your mother, your wife, your children, whatever they have handy to make you look bad. I have been there. I have seen this. I have experienced it. He also has a childlike naivete in the note of G. And G is getting something safely in the hands of somebody that can make it useful. So we're looking at this book, but they are going to unmercifully come after this guy. And it was the one in the middle in the white shirt, and I don't have my notes here. I don't remember his name, but it's something like Teague or something like that. When we begin to look at where their fantasy layer is, it's mostly in the note of D, that this is going to be good for the community, good for the people. They are willing to put themselves out to share and to help others. And the ego is not there. The ego, the justice their way, is just not there. Where you see in Obama's very, very high ego, very, very high justice my way, you don't see that with these people. Are they proud of what they're doing? Yes. Are they a bit naive about what they're doing? Yes. And I'm going to go back and listen to the whole four-hour interview and see if I can get some more depth information. But when they are saying, yes, this happened, we were told to stand down, they're telling the truth, bioacoustically speaking. When Obama and Hillary are saying, it was a film, we didn't have anything to do with it, that was the cause of it, there was no stand down order, blah, 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 they're not being upfront. There's big holes in their story. They're not telling it all. They're not giving you the information. They're causing distrust. And most people don't know why they distrust people. And it's from their voice and their mannerisms and whatever. This little nano voice program can show you literally why you don't trust these people. Now, we're looking at the foundation at D-Sharp, which is information broker. There's a one there. Not a lot of foundation in being an information broker. These people probably have never written a book, but they want to set the record straight. They already know what happened on 60 Minutes to Dylan Jones, that he was hounded. They threatened his family. I don't know how far the extent of this is going in either telling on these people, Obama and Susan Rice and Hillary and whoever else is involved. But these guys did this out of a labor of love. They don't have the expertise to say we are book writers. They are just telling the story and trying to get it to the American public about what all of this is about. Comment, Richard, before I go further.
I feel, you know, my conclusion at this point would be politicians, if they're looking, you're moving, you're lying. You know, it's just, and I'm not, I don't mean anybody directly here. It's just that, it, you know, as they say in the movies, goes to pattern. Everybody has an agenda. Nobody seems to be, you know, the people that are speaking the truth, like Rice, I don't know that she's even speaking the truth. She's being speaking, I mean, she's speaking what she's kind of been handed. And everybody else is spinning as fast as they can.
And when, even when you look at the different colors of the vocal print, the Benghazi guys are majorly red, which means reactive, do something. And when you look at Obama, Rice, and Hillary, they're all yellow, an intellectual perspective. It doesn't get to their emotional bones. A big difference. We are going to post this on our site. If you want copies of it, and just write to me at my name, sherryedwards@gmail.com. We're proposing this as a way for us to look at each of the candidates. Election's six weeks away. If you have a candidate, download this little nano voice and see if what they're saying hangs together. Very, very literal. I'll show you, if I can find, I'll show you Ron Paul so that you can see what a very, very truthful person is going to look like. It'll be full, and I don't like this much, but one of the persons, wow, I didn't know I had like 30 Ron Pauls in here. I don't even know which one to pick. Assassination reports, let's try that. This is him showing or stating in the Senate that he's been advised that the government is now taking authority to kill anybody that they think is a threat. And I was going to say something about Jeb Bush. I don't particularly like this. I don't think I'd vote for Jeb Bush, but he has the most believable voice of all the candidates. And I probably wouldn't vote for him because I didn't like Bush for president either and what he was doing. I think the last president I really liked was Jimmy Carter, and look, he's been said to be the worst president ever, but I think he has done more for people since he has gotten away from being the president. He would not cooperate, and so they kicked him out of office. He would not help them wag the dog, so to speak. So if you want to see somebody who's telling the truth, this is Ron Paul talking on the Senate floor about the possibility. On February 24, 2010, Ron Paul read a prepared statement to the Senate regarding the U.S. government's assassinations of American citizens. Paul reported that on February 3, 2010, Dennis Blair, director of the National Intelligence Committee, admitted in open testimony before Intelligence Committee that our government had an explicit policy that allowed U.S. government to assassinate American citizens as well as foreign citizens at the government's discretion. Now, Ron Paul has a very full chart. I don't know if I have his base or not. Let me look. I don't. I just have the printout. But you can see how full this is, and it's most of it's blue. That means he was emotional about this. Then there is green. I want to do something about this. Then there is yellow. I want to think about this. And then there's red. I want to react. But look at how full it is. The analysis of his voice is emotions run strong in the need to help others, the note of D, which is balanced with that of helping others to be well thought out and useful. Second layer of awareness is planning and doing long-term outcomes. There is a very balanced mental outlook here. These words are well thought out, balanced, and are spoken for the benefit of all concerned. Now look at the lengths they went to get Ron Paul out of the running. The IRS took out a lot of the grassroots, hounded them, harassed them, didn't allow them to organize, didn't allow them to donate. Look at the spin here of what's coming out now with the IRS and how they harassed these people unmercifully till Ron Paul just became a beat-down person. He knew it was all bigger than he could possibly control. But a genuine, very strong, integral, foundational person. I would have liked to have seen him be president. I think he really cared about other people, and that was his downfall. You can't be a politician and not play hardball with the big money guys. Monsanto, Big Pharma, Big Farms and Big Pharma. The money people that control your health and your food supply. And we've got a lot of those profiles on our website also. Any comments about what I've said here, Richard, or anybody if you've got a comment? You sound like you're underwater. I can't understand you, Richard.
Really?
You're underwater. Mr. Buckley. Just jump in. Come back when you rehooked up your mic or something. Before we go, I'd like to talk to people about one other project that we're doing. And if you'll go to our website, it is the Ebola Project. It is there in pink. We talked a little bit about this in that the FDA appeared on the door of one doctor who is trying to help this. So we did one class already, I think, on September 24th. We gave away a beginning beta-tested Ebola software that would tell you whether or not you had been exposed, bioacoustically speaking, and whether or not any of these deadly 9 strains that are killing people were activated in your body. One of the things we noticed when we were doing all of this is this Ebola protein that make you sick were the same frequency as the hemophiliac gene. Now, what happens with Ebola is you just bleed out internally. Same thing as a hemophiliac. And it also looks to me as if these were man-made. So if you'd like to come to the next Ebola project, and we had hundreds of people who wanted to sign up, and we put their names in, those are the only ones that could come, and then a lot of them didn't show up. So for this, and to help us out a little bit, we're really asking you, and this is a typo here, it's $20 for the class and the software, just so you have something invested in it. So we'll correct this. It'll be October 1st, and you can have this Ebola Project software to help us see if we can identify outbreaks of Ebola if it comes to the United States before it manifests. Now I'm going to show you the press release that we were allowed to put up. And it comes, when you hit the link, it comes up below. World Health Organization OK's efforts to research unknown interventions. And I was talking with Ralph, and he says that's what they used against the FDA when they come to the door. They allowed us probably 20 different versions of this, and they would only allow us to say anything we could substantiate. In the beginning, they demanded that I have FDA approval for this project. I said, this is an experimental project, and the WHO, World Health Organization, says that we should look at any intervention. The panel reached consensus that it is ethical to offer unproven interventions because they really don't have an answer. So I had to reference every paragraph. At first they said that I didn't have enough references, so I put references in, and then I had too many references, and then I didn't have any references for my references. And as long as I kept Lynn Horowitz's name in here, as somebody who had already rang the bell, that the same one that the WHO rang, Lynn Horowitz rang it in 1996 with his book, AIDS and Ebola, and the crisis that was being created and about these superbugs, and somebody better put something else in order, and nobody would pay attention. And I was saying, Lynn Horowitz substantiates this in 1996. They wouldn't let me put that in, or they just wouldn't approve it with it in. The other is Mike Adams. As long as Mike Adams' quote was in here, they would not allow me to put it in, even though I had a reference for it. So we ended up with 3 references. One was WHO. The other was a paper that was put out finally by, New England Journal of Medicine, and that's the emergence of the Zaire Ebola, but that was published probably in August. Preliminary report, April 16th. April, okay. And then it never got published in our country till much later. and they gave us the names of the actual genes and the strains. And I didn't see that from any American company. They're saying the Liberian president pleads with Obama for assistance combating Ebola. An article, New York Times. They wouldn't accept the Huffington Post. There were several that they wouldn't accept. So what I did was go back and put together the press release you were not supposed to see. And within that, I posted the frequencies, antidotes, if you're using a Rife machine. I left the quotes in that they wouldn't allow. And here is the chart with the frequencies, and they would not allow me to say Rife frequencies. I had to say resonant frequencies. But if you've got a Rife machine, now bioacoustic people don't try this because these are not the right frequencies for you bioacoustically. But people who have a Rife machine, you can use these frequencies. If the government decides that they're not going to give you any other help and you can just die, you know, what do you got to lose by using these in a frequency generator? And for those of you who are bioacoustic practitioners, we are going to provide this public software and the advanced software so that at least the 200 or 300 people that we have active and are trained will be able to save those around them, their families, their community, if what we're theorizing is true. And we had to put that in there, that we theorize that these are frequencies associated with Ebola Zaire. But we have done herpes, we've done chlamydia and pneumoniae, we've done bird flu and swine flu and Gardasil and a lot of other things that we've been able to help people help themselves through these frequencies. We have a proven track record. Go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com. Get yourself enrolled for this class. Get yourself enrolled in our Guardian program, which gives you a software every month to help with liver stress and kidney and adrenal burnout and cancer and all. We have over 100 softwares that we will provide to you to help us look at the data, collect the data, and see if we can make it true that we can use frequency or math as medicine. That's where we're going, math as medicine. Like Star Trek, they have this little tricorder, and they heal a broken bone or suture a cut or take out a tumor or whatever they're doing. We are on our way to proving that. And there's a lot of dedicated people out there trying to help us, the whole effort. We need practitioners. We need trainers. We need community leaders so that we, the people, can be ready if needed. Health for the people, by the people. Read Obamacare for real. There's an article, What is Obamacare Really? And it'll tell you there's rationing coming. There's a lot of things that we can do that we can't talk about in this public forum, but we have this Guardian for the people, and we can tell you a lot of things inside that forum that we cannot say publicly.
And I'm a huge fan. I'll see. Can you hear me now? Like clear,
yes,
or am I still warbly?
Yes, you're
okay,
much
great.
Clearer.
I will just advocate that I'm a huge fan of the Guardian Network because the classes are always jam packed with information. And we really, because it is a membership organization, there's really much more ability to have open conversation. And it gives us really amazing power to begin to, you know, control our own, many aspects of our own healthcare and have software at our fingertips that we can help our family, our loved ones, our neighbors. I mean, it's very empowering. I find it very rewarding to be part of the Guardians Network. And I don't work for Sherry in spite of what people think.
And Richard was also very intimately involved in helping us with the radiation project. He helped us show what frequencies would help with radiation. And that software is also on our site under downloads, radiation software, and that's been there 24/7 for a lot of years, that you can download this and use it and start your own practice. We have one lady that does this constantly for people. She charges $30 for a half hour and helps people as well as helps herself. She made it into a business. There's enough on our site for you to open a bioacoustic business. It's all free. You'll only have to buy a microphone. And you can look on our site and see what microphone, and there's a lot of stores that carry them. So we are genuinely serious about guardians of the people, health for the people, by the people. We also very much want you to tell all your neighbors, your friends, your family, that this Ebola software is available. And it's an automatic registration. They download stuff to you, and you start your own cache of all of these programs. We're doing a PTSD project. We're doing a rehabilitation project, a bio-diet project. Bring that to your community. Put us in charge. No, not put us. Put you in charge of your health, not the government. Let them help when we have to, but self-responsibility, self-health, let's do it. There are many more happy hours. You can go look them up. Our shows about all of this, they were here, all the lists. Food Additives, Chemtrails, Fat Your Friend, Fatigue. You can go watch all of these and learn more about all of it on your own. You don't need us. It's all on the website. Get your microphone and let's go. Oh, that was a quick hour, Richard.
I can't believe that was an hour. It feels like I just stood up at the desk. But yes, that was fast. That was jam-packed with information.
Thank you for producing all of this and being here every week and making my life easier.
My pleasure. And really, I do recommend to everybody, go out and if you've never watched, seen Wag the Dog, go rent it. You will thank me later, or not.
It's really an incredible movie about how it really happened. And we will see you on Sunday. Who are we having for Sunday's show, Richard?
Dr. William Walsh, talking about, I believe, I could be wrong, but I think it's nutritional medicine, how to use micronutrients and nutrients to be healthy.
And people can join us there by going to radio, going to Blog Talk Radio, and there's a link there. They can hear the show. This is last week's show. They can hear the show, and they can watch the show. So please join us, and we'll talk later.
I should add, I will also add that the shows are also available for those of you who want to listen to shows on your mobile devices, either iOS or Android. You can also listen to shows by going to Stitcher, STITCHER.com, and downloading the free app to your phone and then searching for Sherry Edwards. And you'll see all the shows that she's done, I've been part of, mostly I guess I'm part of, shows that are available that you can listen to directly on your phone. You can also listen on your computer, but for those of us out walking and running around, it's really a handy app for that. Also available at iTunes by looking for Sherry Edwards.
And we have a comment from the chat that says, what I said was like saying the Knights of Camelot don't need King Arthur. Well, I think the Knights of Camelot had a lot of integrity, and I think if we come together as a group, we'll find out who has integrity, and then we'll just report back to the king. Actually, to each other. We don't need a king.
Yeah. That's not working so well.
We already have one. We don't need another.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a great afternoon, and have a good evening, Sherry. Talk with everybody on Sunday.
Whoop.